With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The work of DOGE will mean good things for Social Security recipients. That assurance this morning from Elon Musk, the man in charge of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. Musk says if you're a legit Social Security recipient, take heart.
What we're doing will help their benefits. Legitimate people, as a result of the work of DOGE, will receive more Social Security, not less. I want to emphasize that. As a result of the work of DOGE, legitimate recipients of Social Security will receive more money, not less money.
Musk, a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer. Anxious to maintain the narrow GOP House majority, President Trump has withdrawn the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for UN ambassador.
In his statement announcing the move, President Trump said that the Congresswoman would rejoin the House leadership team. Speaker Mike Johnson echoed that plan, saying he would, quote, invite her to return to the leadership table immediately. But it was unclear where Stefanik will fit in after relinquishing the position of House GOP conference chair, which she held for nearly 4 years upon her nomination for UN ambassador. Trump said he was pulling her as his pick to go to New York City because of the House's razor-thin majority. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Vice President Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance visiting an American military base in Greenland today. The visit focusing attention on President Trump's desire to see the U.S. annex the semi-autonomous Danish territory. Hundreds of evacuations in wildfire-ravaged areas of the Carolinas are the battle against what wildfires goes on. Myanmar and neighboring Thailand have been hit by a powerful earthquake. A high-rise building under construction in Bangkok collapsed. More than 40 workers thought to be trapped in the rubble. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 73 points, and this is SRN News. Congress being urged to defund Planned Parenthood.
Over 150 groups have signed a letter calling on lawmakers in Washington to cut funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood. Harold Tobias of the National Right to Life says American taxpayers should not have to underwrite a multi-billion dollar abortion industry. In Planned Parenthood's annual report for 2023, the organization reported over $2 billion in revenue. About a third of that total was taxpayer funded. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to an Oxfam shop in England has sold at auction for more than $72,000. The historical text, dating back to around 1815, thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. Christian Post reports the Bible was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop and was translated by Protestant missionaries to China. This is SRN News. Cost of borrowing for a home is a tad less expensive on average this week.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.65%. This decline follows two straight weekly increases. The rate averaged just above 7% as recently as mid-January, but has been mostly coming down since then. When mortgage rates drop, they give homebuyers more purchasing power. That's good news for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
The U.S. government is on a worldwide egg hunt, seeking exports from countries in Europe and elsewhere to ease a severe shortage that has caused egg prices at grocery stores to hit record highs, although recently price of eggs has been slowly coming down. European industry groups say that Denmark, Germany, Italy, and Poland are among nations that have been approached by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. More details, SRNNews.com.